Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, 7:12, hot, humid today. Over the time that I was on vacation, I was out in the heat for like 5-6 hours and just had that, for those of you that have been through it, football practice sweat, where you just, it's just pouring out of you. And Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for Better Louisiana, I don't mean to drag you into this, but have you ever gone through a thing where you think maybe you perspiration glands reset or something, or you break them? Because I'm still sweating, and I'm not hot, and I don't know what's going on. It's been a week now, and I think I need a new antiperspirant or something.
Oh, wow, that's weird. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. And if y'all can text me at 504-260-1870 if you've been through anything similar. But I'm talking about that you're out in the heat for 5 hours. You just sweat through everything. I remember I went to a graduation at Loyola one time. They had it in the horseshoe. Sean O'Keefe from NASA and later UNO was speaking. I sweated through my shoes. That's how hot it was. But let's get on with the business of Louisiana. Tell me about the economic gains that the state's experiencing, Barry.
Well, we just put out a new report, kind of looking at the second quarter. We do these things quarterly and try and do a little snapshot of where we are. And honestly, I think there's a lot of encouraging news in there, a lot of it very positive. But as always, I'd say positive with an asterisk. But I think the big headline on this is that for the first time, really, I think since about 2015, I believe it was, or 2014, we've got over the mark of 2 million jobs in the state. That has been sort of a goal for a long time, or a benchmark, that we wanted to have 2 million jobs, 2 million people employed in Louisiana. And we did for a brief time about 10 years ago, and then we sort of plateaued. Of course, with COVID, it went down. And we've been climbing back, but for the first time during this last quarter, we hit that mark, which is really a big deal to get back to that. You know, the other positive news, job growth, of course, also some population growth in some of our metro areas, particularly in the I-10 corridor. So good positive stuff going on there. Unemployment low. The asterisk about all this is that we're doing better by our own standards, but, you know, other parts of the South are really still kind of beating us at a lot of these games.
You know, as you say that, Barry, July 1st came and went, and I didn't even realize that that was the end of the second quarter already. So that got my attention when you said that. Secondly, I never did look at it before as the total number of jobs in Louisiana at 2 million. How does that compare? I don't know. Can you make a comparison to other southern states, or is it fair to say, you know, Mississippi has X, Louisiana has 2 million, Mississippi has X, Alabama has X, Georgia has X, or Texas even, because you got to factor in the size of the states and you have to do it proportionally as well or not?
Yeah, no, it's kind of hard to do the outright numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem is, I think when you look at percentages, though, the growth that we're seeing percentage-wise in these other states is greater. I mean, of course, Texas is out the window, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia. I mean, all of those are really leading the way in the region. I mean, I'll give you an example. If you took it at the whole southern region, you know, the average growth over that same period, this is basically year over year from last year, but is recorded in this latest quarter, was about 6.5%. I mean, for us, it was less than 1%. So we're seeing growth. The trends are good. The direction is the right direction. You know, even with population, even with, all these unemployment, we are in the right direction for everything we're doing. We're just not having the speed or the momentum that you were seeing in other states. And that still remains our challenge. And we've got to figure that out.
When you say 2 million jobs, and I don't mean to be stupid about this, how are you defining jobs? Does that include like minimum wage fast food stuff or what?
It's everything. I mean, basically they call it non-farm jobs, so it's really the whole gamut of things. But I think when you can look around and see, again, where we're doing the best in terms of our job growth, you're seeing a lot of things like healthcare, which is good, manufacturing, which is good, trade, transportation, those are truck driver jobs, those are high-paying jobs. You know, one of the areas I will say, however, where we still have a lot of growth and a lot of demand is retail. And, you know, of course, retail and hospitality, those types of things are not our highest paying jobs that are available. And I think that's part of the issue, too, that Louisiana faces is our job mix is different than what we're seeing in other places where they're seeing that job growth. I mean, we're seeing job growth in healthcare. That's good. It's happening everywhere. Those are good paying jobs. It takes some degree of education and training, but not way over the top. That's going to be around for a long time. But we don't have like the tech sector and some of those things that really drive job growth in some of these other states. And again, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, those places, Georgia that we compete against. And that's kind of the challenge. But I mean, I think on the good news front is we do see job growth in, you know, areas like manufacturing, healthcare that do have good wages, and hopefully that will continue.
So when it comes to, and I know this is a very general statement, but when it comes to, you know, if you're talking about 2 million jobs, retail, hospitality, can you really work in those industries or in certain positions in some of those industries without being working poor?
I think it's difficult for sure. It's gotten a little better than it has been, honestly, because we have seen wage growth in the state really since COVID, you know, higher median income in the state. We're still low compared to other states, but I think our median income in Louisiana, the last one I saw, I think just for a household or for just regular households was almost $60,000. That does not mean it's an average. It's just the median income. So that's a number that has been rising. But I mean, you're right. I mean, the job mix that we have is really not in tune with, I would say, a lot of growth in income and prosperity. We have those sectors, you know, again, healthcare, manufacturing, you know, some of the other types of jobs, maritime, and things that really do generate, you know, some good wages. But we're still kind of mired in this kind of retail economy or in the hospitality part that is slow. The thing that's killing us, I think, in a lot of ways, again, is that we don't have that tech sector the way other states do. We certainly have one. I mean, we have tech jobs, you know, in New Orleans, they're in Baton Rouge, they're in Lafayette. And those are good jobs, but they are just not at the level, the depth that we see in these other states. And the tech sector is this high-growing field, and that's where you see, you know, fast job growth.
And the only point I'm trying to make is that it is a puzzle, right? Life is a puzzle. Government is a puzzle. Population, citizenship, whatever, however you want to say it, civilization is a puzzle. And if you have people that are working poor, well, then if you cut Medicaid or you cut SNAP or whatever you cut on the other side of it, you could be hurting people that are doing everything they can, working for a living. They're just not making enough money. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, no, I think it is. And I think what we're going to see as we begin to see whatever these cuts are, and again, some of them are actually going to be postponed, so we don't know when all of them are going to hit. But that is going to have an impact in Louisiana. As you know very well, we are a net importer of federal dollars when it comes to basically social service programs, a lot of education dollars, all those things. We are a net importer to a large degree. And those dollars don't just sit static. They go back into the economy, especially ones that are used. Actually, all of them, really. I mean, the Medicaid dollars, those spin around in the healthcare sector. Obviously, the SNAP benefits go through the food and retail sector, or if you want to call it that, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the impact on that. It comes with the fact of being sort of a dependent economy on so much, you know, money from the federal government.
And you can only shove so much stuff into a tube. I always simplify it that way. I go with the plumbing analogy, Barry. And it's going to leak out somewhere, right? So if people don't get Medicaid and they don't get the care, then they're going to go to the emergency rooms, and the emergency rooms can't turn them down, which means they go to emergency rooms for simple things.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
That perhaps Medicaid would have taken care of, and we wind up, you and me, who are not work in retail or whatever that are above the, you know what I'm saying. We wind up paying for that with higher insurance. So you can only shove so much stuff in a tube. It's going to come out somewhere and spray all over somebody. Let's leave it at that. 721 traffic now, WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer, Leaders for a Better Louisiana. New data shows that Louisiana is above the 2 million job threshold for the first time in a while. And Barry, you mentioned the South, and I'm looking at the map here, and it just seems to me, if we're going to be honest, Louisiana is never going to be Florida, Louisiana is never going to be Texas, right? Or wrong?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think what we can look at are places like Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina. That's kind of where I think our aspirational level should go. Mm-hmm. It is kind of unfortunate being bookended by Texas.
Well, but you always hear that, right? You always hear when it comes to tax reform, this, that, the other thing. You always hear Texas. You always hear Florida. And I always think, okay, that's great, but you're talking apples and oranges. Louisiana is never going to be either one of those.
No, I agree with you. And it's hard to make those comparisons. I mean, Texas is like another country in terms of its economy, and we just have to be cognizant of that. It's tough being next door to them, too, because we lose a lot of our folks over there.
Yep. So tell me about competing with South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. Where are the opportunities for Louisiana, Mississippi? Where are the opportunities for us?
You know, I think it's diversifying our economy, the things that we've talked about. I mean, honestly, we've got to get our handle. I sound like a broken record. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, the insurance, the rates, that's a problem. We just have to admit that that is holding us back on some of these things. I think the other thing is, you know, we've still got these perceptions, even though we're making progress in areas like education, areas like crime, we are making progress. It is getting better, but we still have those perceptions out there that drive people away. And obviously the poverty, you know, all of those things, perception-wise, they're really killing us in so many ways. But, you know, I think if we do diversify our economy, we've got things that are positive for us. We do have some good tax reform that's been done. We do have a low cost of living. We do have a lot of other, you know, cultural and, you know, quality of life values here. Somehow we need to do a better job of marketing that to the people out of state. And also, I'd say we got to get a message to the kids, the students who are going to college right now in our state, that there are job opportunities for them here. They don't have to leave like they think they do.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, we just kicked off a task force this last week or so where we're trying to work with higher education to go reach students while they are still in their earlier years of college, freshman year, sophomore year, with kind of career counseling, that type of thing, to connect them with employers. Because we do have the jobs. Mm-hmm. Employers are looking for jobs. But I do think there's a perception among young people, and we heard it, you know, in the first task force meeting, that they have to go out of state. And even parents telling them, you need to go out of state for a job. Maybe you do, but if we can connect them with a good employer opportunity here first, at least they have that option. They know that they can stay if they want to.
As you talk about reputation and so forth, when it comes to the ethics legislation that passed in the last session, was that a step back or not when it comes to attracting industry, et cetera?
You know, we'll see on that. I mean, I definitely think it was a step back. We certainly didn't need to go that direction. I think we'll have to wait and see if there is some other bigger backlash in terms of that perception out there. I mean, look, we already live with the perception of that ethics, you know,
And the perception, Barry, for those that don't know, is, you know, every other place you go is bad. You got to grease palms, but Louisiana is just crazy. That was the reputation we had. I thought we were getting away from that, and now I don't know.
No, I think we did for a while. You certainly haven't seen that in the headline thing. You don't hear that same type of deal. Hopefully, you know, I think it was a step in the wrong direction. I wish we hadn't done it. But I hopefully that, you know, that's not going to be the next thing that drags us down with another weight that we don't need to have around our necks right now in terms of our economy or our economic job growth or whatever.
Thank you, Barry. Have a good weekend. Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer, Leaders for a Better Louisiana. We come back, we'll talk to Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints, get a training camp update right now. Time for WWL First News. So that we go to Eno's in.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.